Randy, one question I wanted to ask you, because I know this comes up a lot with people about natural disasters and kind of creation being under that curse, you know, because people look at the hurricanes and the floods and it just wipes out a bunch of people or property, different things like that. Just briefly, just talk to us a little bit about that as it has to do with what we've been talking about today.
Yeah, I think we have to look at evil in two different ways. Evil is a moral choice, and suffering is a consequence of evil choices. Not always directly. I mean, somebody's born into a world and they have suffering, and that doesn't mean that their father or grandfather, you know, committed a sin and that's why they're suffering. But it is ultimately the suffering comes from the evil. So the evil is the wrong that ultimately causes all suffering. But what we have to do, I think, in the larger scope of things is learn to see the primary problem is evil. The secondary problem that comes out of the primary problem is suffering. And I think sometimes our problem is that we view suffering as evil. Now, the causing of suffering is doing evil, you know, and evil, there wouldn't be suffering without evil, but they're not indistinguishable. And this is why some people, even in health and wealth gospel terms, go, if you're just continuing to be sick, it's because you don't have faith. It's your fault. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's on you. It is on you. And this is not how Jesus dealt with people in that regard. And it's not how we should deal with people. But I think if we view evil and suffering in from the larger perspective, in the scheme of things in God's plan, we're able to distinguish the difference between the primary and the secondary that comes out of the primary. But then the ultimate promise of God is to wipe away the tears from every eye, because no more sin and no more sorrow and no more pain. The sorrow and the pain are not evil, but they wouldn't have come into the world without evil. But God brings his healing, not by keeping us from ever suffering, but dealing with us and meeting us in our suffering and providing the eternal freedom from suffering. We will never go to the hell, if we believe in him, to the hell we deserve. Instead, he gives to us forever the heaven, the new earth that we don't deserve, all by his grace. And I think that larger perspective helps me a lot in this problem of evil and suffering.